Net neutrality. It's the concept of keeping the internet free and open to the average consumer, as well as accessible for commerce. And it was a concept that was in danger as some internet service providers were considering charging fees for certain websites to be in an internet fast lane, and charge fees for people to access certain internet content. Those fees were prevented with a late February vote by the Federal Communications Commission to regulate the internet under Title II of the Federal Communications Act of 1964. But now, some legislators and internet companies are expressing concerns that the regulations might do more harm than good. This is Janelle Hogan, and with today's Take 5, we'll explore the complex subject of net neutrality and where the internet is headed.
I think the rules the FCC adopted are harmful to consumers, the economy, and the broadband internet as we know it today. And that relying on Title II as a basis for net neutrality is simply a wrong approach that brings on more Washington bureaucracy into the internet like we've never seen before.
That was Oregon Representative Greg Walden, who is the chairman of a subcommittee on communications and technology. While Walden agrees with a free and open internet, his chief concern is regulation under Title II. Under Title II regulation, internet service providers now face similar regulations as 1964-era telephone companies. The Communications Act was originally passed to prevent telephone company monopolies. And with those regulations come a couple hundred provisions, which the FCC says it may or may not enforce. Walden says it has some up in arms.
As soon as it hit the Federal Register, the lawsuits hit courts. And the last time that the FCC attempted this, it was struck down. It took 3.5 years. So this is the third time the Federal Communications Commission has tried to regulate the internet.
As part of those regulations, the FCC can now decide if creative pricing packages from internet service providers are the rates they want them to be. While this could prevent unfair charges, Walden says it could also discourage the innovation of a free market economy.
Who's going to take on that risk? I think it's going to dampen innovation. I think it's going to dampen creativity. All the underpinnings of a very successful, vibrant internet that's transformed the world.
Chris Capuccio is the owner of a wireless communications company in Bend, Yellowknife. He's also concerned about the number of regulations, particularly regulations that would require certain amounts of data to be transferable in rural areas. He says it could be a stress on small companies.
If the government thinks they're going to step in and do better than a local business and a local provider, who knows, what they can do, who knows how much money they have, who knows how they're going to grow, what areas they can go in. If the federal government thinks they can do better, I think that's a huge mistake.
Capuccio is hopeful that the FCC will work with local smaller businesses moving forward.
We're not Comcast and we're not Netflix, and we don't have the influence to make this whole ball roll like Netflix did. But we do know the limitations of the technology we're using and what we can provide, and we're hoping that the FCC, who defines what spectrum we have available, is gonna work within a framework that makes sense there.
But Representative Greg Walden doesn't want to leave it to chance. He's currently backing legislation which has the support of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation.
I've drafted legislation we hope to get some Democrats to support us on till we give clear, bright lines and full enforcement authority to the FCC to prohibit bad behavior, blocking, throttling, giving your own traffic advantage on the internet over your competitors. All of those bad behaviors could easily be legislated against, full enforcement authority given to the FCC. There would be no court challenge because we'd make it very clear what was allowed and what wasn't.
The legislation would also block FCC's imposition of Title II, though, and limit the FCC's authority to regulate broadband, both of which might not fly with House or Senate Democrats. Meanwhile, Capuccio is concerned that right now, with the FCC still deciding what to enforce out of hundreds of provisions, there could potentially be trouble.
There's nothing that guarantees today that I'm going to be in business tomorrow. This is a man-made disaster, and there could be any number of consequences that inhibit our ability to stay in business.
But no matter what happens with Title II, going forward, Capuccio does admit regulation is needed.
Whatever somebody wants to do on the internet, it's important to them. And there's some types of behavior that the companies engage in, which is, it's not very good for the consumer. It's not going to help anybody out.
Janelle Hogan, FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.